The landscape of comedy used to be limited to clubs and late-night TV. That was before the explosion of comedy podcasts on the internet. For a little over 2 years, two Bloomington comics have been producing a podcast called History Bluffs. Lately, they've started attracting big-name guests, such as Emo Phillips and Jackie Cation. WFIU's Emily Schertzma spoke with the History Bluffs guys just in time for their Thursday night taping at the Comedy Attic.
Here's how I got the idea for History Bluffs.
Oh, this is a good story.
Dave Britton tends to abbreviate the origin story of the podcast he produces with Bob Nugent.
Bob came to me and was like, I've got an idea. And I was like, that's good.
Dave and Bob clearly like to joke, and you can tell by their friendship and their show.
We weren't really seeing a lot of each other, so I was like, hey, let's do a podcast. Let's come up with, you know, something that's unique and something that's fun that people like to listen to. And Dave was not a lot of help in this department. I came up with the idea of just, I wanted something that was like a game show and bounced that off of him. And I wanted to do something about history because I really enjoy history. I thought it would be fun to do that. And I threw the idea at him. And we just, from that point, just bounced back and forth as to what we wanted the format to be.
Once they knew they wanted to start a podcast, a distinctive concept started to form.
We have a comedian on or someone who is that we think is funny. They don't necessarily have to be a comedian and they pretend. It's pretend time, really.
But I mean, I think the twist is they don't know who they're going to be until they sit down and we turn on the mics and we're like, hello, we're here with George Washington Carver.
In your selected field. Can you tell us about optics, what that was?
Well, you know, because I come from shoe people, and that's what we call them. We call them shoe people.
Shoe people.
I knew how lenses worked. Because I don't know if you know this, is when you make a pair of shoes, there's always a pair of glasses that are embedded deeply.
I did not know that. Yes.
Since the comedians are improvising, the conversation is free to go anywhere.
John Handcuff did not. No. He was a great local comedian, thought he couldn't do it, but then he came in and was great.
Yeah, and one of the funniest parts of the show is when it gets ridiculous. When you ask someone, for example, John was Benjamin Franklin, and we ask him, you know, where were you born? And he says something ridiculous like Zimbabwe. And I'm paraphrasing, he didn't say that, but just like that sort of ridiculousness. And then they have to stay with that
whatever
story
they said,
because
yeah,
we're going to remember it and we're going to keep bringing it up.
The podcast is minimally edited, so it retains the feeling of a live comedy experience. Indiana University professor of communication and culture, Susan Sizer, explains why live performances are interesting.
A live performance, you've got that one shot at it. And that's what makes it so, you know, not to make too much of a pun on it, lively and enlivening, is that it is live. They are seeing you as you think, as you process, as you make decisions, and as you do them. You know, so that's it. That's your one take.
I think that's the thing that I worry about the most, is the preparation that goes into it. With the script of questions that we have, I want to make sure that there's a flow to it, that it stays funny, and it gives the guest room to get weird and be funny.
Bob and Dave tape some of their podcasts live in front of an audience at the Comedy Attic. They'll be doing that with Matt Bronger October 23rd. Although there are concerns, the History Bluffs podcast translates into a live comedy show well.
You can take your time. I'm in no hurry to go back.
Is it not pleasant back there?
Too many autograph seekers.
For me, I mean, the whole idea of the podcast initially sort of comes to fruition. The whole game show aspect of it, as a performance piece. And I think it plays really well live.
When they do perform their podcast in a live format, Bob and Dave have room for creative thinking.
And we get to throw in extra stuff for the live episodes too that we've just started doing.
Yeah.
The first segment that Dave runs, which is pretty fun. It's like an interactive trivia contest.
Yeah, we do this thing called Rulers of History. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get buzzers, so instead we just got rulers. So to buzz in, you smack Bob on the hand with a ruler.
Clearly having a lot of fun doing live performances, both Bob and Dave hope to continue having success with their podcast, History Bluffs.
While stand-up comedy is something that we love and we love performing and doing, this is like just as fun for me. So it's just a really nice way for us to I guess, stay relevant.
Both Bob and Dave agree that the podcast allows for the listener to feel closer to the performer.
It's definitely another vehicle that people love.
If you like a comedian like Todd Glass, for example, or Greg Behrendt, or, you know, any of these guys that are A-list comedians, and then they put out a podcast, you're going to listen to that. It's them only not as constructed, I guess.
Stand-up is already really an intimate thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you learn a lot about a person, and I think a podcast even more so.
What was the common theme of these films?
A little girl is so cute.
Yeah.
You know how the kids like rock and roll? And back then, the kids loved precociousness.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Emily Schertzma.